It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Cher Greta Lynchburg, but you've also brought another Megan.
So
it's the Megan Squared or
the Megan Squared.
Megan and Megan Show. Because it's spelled a little differently.
Yeah, it is different. M-E-H-G-A-N,
that's right.
Which is awesome. I haven't collected that one on my journeys yet. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a Megan Fest.
It is. It's Megan Fest 2024 here on the program. And each and every Tuesday, Megan, mm-hmm. joins us on the program, and she brings us a great guest, this Megan right there. And Megan, who is your guest, and what does she do?
Great. Well, I'm delighted to have Megan McCrickert, with the Chief Operating Officer for Johnson Health Center, with us today. Okay. Johnson Health is an amazing organization that our community benefits so much from. And I don't think we've had Johnson Health on the show yet. So I'm really excited to hear about what they're doing and some exciting upcoming openings of a facility that they're going to talk about today. So Megan's here.
Mm-hmm. Megan, welcome to the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Johnson Health Center.
Absolutely. So Johnson Health Center has been around in the area for 25 years now. We're a federally qualified health center. And what that means is that we get a little bit of federal grant money, and we use that to improve access to health care, especially for vulnerable populations, people who don't have insurance, or maybe their insurance doesn't cover all of the cost of their health care. So we serve everybody. We typically serve about 25,000 patients in the area, with about 100,000 patient visits per year.
Wow.
We've got lots of different services that we offer. So we do primary care for adult and pediatric patients. Okay. We do dental care. We've got behavioral health in all of our facilities, and OBGYN as well.
Wow.
That is tremendous. And how long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing this?
Well, yeah, but how long has Johnson Health Center been doing this?
Johnson Health Center has been doing this for 25 years. In 1999, Centra opened the original form of Johnson Health Center, and it was more of a free clinic type of a setting at that point. And in 2003, Johnson Health Center got its designation as an FQHC.
Okay. So I understand you're in multiple locations right now, but you're going to be opening yet another location.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Sure. So Johnson serves Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. We've got facilities in Lynchburg City, Campbell County, Bedford County, and the one that we're here to talk about today that we're really excited about is Amherst County.
Okay.
So we've had a site in Amherst County for almost going on 10 years now, and that site grew faster than we were really expecting it to. We are out of space. It houses both our administrative staff and our primary care offerings in Madison Heights. And so a few years ago, we recognized that we were really outgrowing the space, and the land beside us was up for sale. So we bought that a few years ago, and we've been planning since then. And we've been spending the last couple of years building a new facility that's right next door to our current facility.
Okay.
But it's a huge expansion, so it's about 22,000 square feet.
Wow.
We will be able to have our dental, behavioral health, our medical services all under one roof, which we've really found serves patients the best.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then we've added some other things that are cool that we don't have in our other locations. For example, we have a gym in this location that's available to our staff and our patients as well.
Wow.
And a teaching kitchen, so we can do a little education with our patients about how to store and prepare healthy foods.
That's tremendous. That is fantastic. And how long have you been with Johnson personally?
Oh man. I've been with Johnson for almost 15 years personally. I started off working clinically in behavioral health, and then just kind of moved around a little bit because I figured out I really loved the organization and the mission.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is tremendous. When does the new facility open?
So June 3rd will be our first day seeing medical patients, and June 17th is our first day seeing dental patients. So.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank Fantastic. You so much.
This is awesome. In a world, that sounds like a movie opening, but in a world where healthcare and especially affordable healthcare and access to healthcare is such a challenge for some folks, it's nice to know that we have so many different options here in our area.
We're really excited to be part of a, not just an option, but a solution for patients yeah. that maybe can't get care elsewhere. We also offer our patients transportation. We found that's a big barrier for a lot of patients. So we do that for free. Wow. Any of our patients that need a ride to their appointment can call us and set that up. We're adding a pharmacy in our new location too. That'll be our wow. third physical pharmacy. This one with a drive-through window, so okay. patients won't even have to get out.
this is all tremendous.
Yeah, it really seems like a model that a lot of organizations can learn from. I know, and, sure. and it's I'm always amazed at when I meet Johnson Health staff that the retention that you all have of employees is incredible, especially in the nonprofit sector when sometimes it can be transient, or in medical sectors it can be transient, but people seem to stick.
They do.
They love it.
They do. Yeah. It's tough to hire people right now in this mm-hmm. climate, but we're really lucky that our staff, for the most part, they're very loyal. Mm. They stay for lots of years. We've got, I've been there 15 years, but we've got lots of staff yeah. that have been there longer than me. So
it's a great culture.
That's really
yeah,
great.
It's a great.
That's tremendous. Now, will there be any kind of open house or ribbon cutting that we could come out and see the place?
Absolutely. So the first Saturday in August, we're doing a back to school care fair, which is a free oh, yeah. event that we do every year. We have done it in Lynchburg historically, but this year we're going to do that at our Madison Heights location to give people an opportunity to see the new building. We give out free school supplies. There will be other community partners there with free handouts and information. And then we have a more formal ribbon cutting on September 19th.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
We'll definitely advertise the back to school fair on ShareGreater Lynchburg. So we'll get that up in time for that. And we'd love to take part too.
We'd love to have you.
But, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all tremendous, fantastic news. In the world of healthcare in our area, this is a fantastic solution. So thank you for all you do. You can learn more about Johnson Health Center if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Johnson Health Center and you'll learn about their organization, plus their 10th annual back to school care fair and community open house. Keep up to date with them. There's links to all of their website and social media and all that. Mm-hmm. And do you guys need anything? Do you guys need any volunteers or anything like that?
Wow, that's a great question. We don't have a ton of volunteers, but we're always looking for people who are interested. There's an option to donate or let us know how you might like to volunteer on our website. Okay. So please, anybody that's interested, feel free to reach out, and we're happy to partner with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all fantastic. Again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, learn about the 175 still? Mm-hmm. 175 nonprofit organizations that are on the SHARE platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not currently on the SHARE platform, it's free. Reach out to the folks at SHARE Greater Lynchburg. And you can learn more. You can get your page on their site. And it really is a kind of a one-stop shop for everything nonprofit. If you are looking for a nonprofit that kind of suits your your background
your interests, you know, or your needs.
A cause you're passionate about. You can search SHARE Greater Lynchburg and find it. You can make donations right on the page. You can buy things for that organization. They've got a wish list. And you could even volunteer and find volunteer opportunities at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. So SHARE is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community mm-hmm. Foundation. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, great. GLCF is busy right now. We're in scholarship mode, where we have the great privilege of going to all the scholarship receptions at all the local high schools in the region to award scholarships that have been set up by generous community members starting funds, and then they've designated them for various schools or student populations or students going into CTE or, you know, any specific thing. So we're really excited that we get to work with the different guidance departments to nominate, identify students that qualify for these scholarships, and then we're in the rewarding part of being able to award those scholarships. We're also in the final phases of a committee's deciding about the Century Fund, which is our one-time, once-a-year, $100,000 transformational grant that goes out. So they're in the final deliberation on that. Okay. And we also have our spring cycle wrapping up right now. I think I mentioned last week that we have a really neat event coming up where we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting for an island in the middle of the James River that is being handed off from a gift to the foundation to preserve it. And now it's going to be going, it has been handed off to the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. Okay. And we're going to be doing a paddle and canoe event on May 23rd at 9 a.m. We're going to meet at Monacan Park, and we're just inviting everyone in the community who enjoys water sports to come out and be part of this special event where we're going to be ceremonially handing off this island for preservation forever.
That is tremendous.
And we have so much media interest. We have a meteorologist. We have some radio talent. We have TV folks coming. We've got some dignitaries. Nice. We're really excited about how excited people are about conservation. It's an important topic, and we need to take care of our waterways and our creatures, and this is a great way to do that. So I think, Mike, you're coming, right?
I am going to paddle with Bill as long as Bill provides me with the means of paddling, because I don't want to be on a log or anything.
Just last week, James River Association agreed to help us bring about 20 canoes out for who don't have
I've got an extra kayak for you.
You got an extra kayak? Yeah,
Bill's got you got you set up, so we're really excited about that.
Because I know you don't float.
Well, no, I sink. But what will end up happening is it just for one person or two? Because if I know you, you'll be in the back and you'll be like, no. Paddle, 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 and I'll be the one paddling. And you'll just be back there, you know, with your legs kicked up.
I'm shocked. No, you'll have your own kayak.
Oh, okay.
Motor boy.
So can
you're excited? You're all set up.
I am. Yeah. So can we have like water wars while we're
no
on the way? No. Okay, fine.
We're not having wars. This is a peaceful thing.
Okay, fine.
You have to be on your best behavior. Come on, we do have
I'm fine.
Political dignitaries that are joining us.
It's not every day you give away an island.
I know. Not every day.
It's Bald Eagle Island, too. It's really cool.
And I didn't. It was 2 acres, is what it is. I think you had asked last time. There's a little section that we can pull the canoes and kayaks up on.
This is tremendous. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's not Manhattan, but it's pretty cool.
Additionally, I just wanted to mention that Share Greater Lynchburg is having our monthly lunch and learn next Tuesday. It's usually on Wednesdays, but we moved it to Tuesday inside of a Habitat house on Knott Street. So there's a house that's under roof enough that we can come in and enjoy a meal and just learn more about the process that Habitat families go through. And most people know that the families are very involved in the process and sort of the financing and all that, but just a little deeper understanding, because a lot of our nonprofit community have clients that could use assistance with housing, maybe some unhoused clients who could possibly get in the pipeline for a Habitat house. So this is just an opportunity to learn a little more deeply what the Greater Lynchburg Habitat for Humanity has been doing for so long. And so I think we have space for 20, and I think we have about 8 spots left or something like that. So that's, again, a week from today. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can learn more, again, by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and click on it. Subscribe to the newsletter and get that on the regular. And I see it's 176.
Oh,
is now on the website.
Snuck in there.
Yeah, so I have to change your ticker here at the bottom to reflect the change. Save.
That's
and
right.
Then click on
that's
that. Right. Boom. Now it's 176. Just somebody got in there while we were talking.
That's right.
I don't know. No, probably not. Megan, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate all the great work that your organizations do.
Thank you, Mike.
And
thank
Bill,
you.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No water wars for you.
Okay. All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.